Shabbos Adar Aleph Toshin Samaches, February 13th, 2008. Good evening, welcome everyone. Shir number 77. We are in the Aron Scroll Siddur, page 86 in the bottom, turning to page 88. We're in the middle of the Bracha Yoitzer Ar, the two Brachas which precede the Kriya Shema. We'll be Mir Hashem tonight, ending with that Bracha. And we'll discuss briefly the Kaddish, 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 the Kedusha. And in Mir Hashem, when we get to the Kedusha of Shemona Esrei, we'll discuss that more at length. And as a segue to our main topic tonight, of HaMechadish B'tuva B'choyim Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem constantly creates the world. We'll begin with the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. And basically, when we're saying Kaddish, 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 which is of tremendous importance, we should be saying the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish with the Tzibur. We should say it together with them. The basic understanding is that Hashem is Kaddish is in the Elyonim, above, in the Tachtonim, below, and Kaddish, the third Kaddish, is forever and ever. There's one question which we'll ask, a very difficult question which the Rishonim deal with, and the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, deals with this as well. And that question is as follows. Who is greater? I know you're all thinking, of course I'm great. Who is greater, the Malachim, the angels, or man? Who is greater? Okay, well, those who say man, and those who say angels, you're both right. Why? Because there are aspects when man is greater, and there are aspects when the angels are greater. And the truth of the matter is, really, the angel is of the utmost greatness. Man cannot compare to the way God created him. But there's one aspect, one major point, which man is missing, which the angel is missing, which the malach is missing, that man has, we, God gave us, that the malach does not have, he does not encompass.
Free choice.
That's a free choice, but that free choice, the ability to use that free choice, because we, when we do an act, that act has a ripple effect in all the physical and all the spiritual worlds. The Malach, he relates, that angel relates to that world, that one world alone. And on that level, the man is on a higher level. When we get to the Kedusha and the Shemona Esrei, when we say Kaddish, 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 we'll learn over there that the angels don't have the permission to say the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish until we hear it down here in Shul. Whether it's in Balkinur, whether it's in Australia, whether it's in Eretz Israel. Until we say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish first. And only then, says the Nefesh HaChaim, do they have that permission to say Kaddish, 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 that God is holy, and everywhere, in the Elyonim, and above, Tachtonim, below, and forever and ever. We begin. Because when we do something, it makes a difference. God created us with that neshama that affects all these spiritual worlds. I always give this example, I'll give it again. In the Liberty Science Center in New Jersey, so they have this rope. It's around this wide, or like a foot wide, and it's bars, and they have another foot up with a thin rope going up, attaching another bar, like a rung, like a ladder, but it's twisted. So you can shake this ladder rope all the way on the first floor, and you go all the way up the steps. The first floor, the second floor, the third floor. And if there's someone who's shaking on the bottom, usually have the one of these little kids with the mothers looking around where the child is, and then realize, no, that the ladder is being shaken very tightly, and then the mother finally finds that child. And then it has a ripple effect all the way up. And it starts where? It starts all the way in the first floor. It's the same thing with us. Our neshama is down here in this physical world. But the actions that we do, they affect all the way up, all the spiritual worlds. As opposed to the malachim. As great as they are, as great as the angels are, they cannot do that. And let's keep this in mind as we continue to the next tefillah of Hamechadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. God is mechadish, he renews b'chol yom tuvah with his kindness b'chol yom every single day ma'aseh bereishis. That creation which he created back then, in the beginning of time, is the ma'aseh bereishis. He is renewing it anew. Kamar, as it says, lo'isa ayrim gedoylim ki li'oylim chazdoy. He made the ayrim gedoylim, these great lights, ki li'oylim chazdoy. The first thing is, we have to realize, it's an important fact in the fundamentals of Judaism, to realize that God is constantly creating the world. And why is that? Because there's something called the mindset of the atheist, the agnostic. One is there is no God. One is God created the world, but he went away. We don't believe in that. We believe God created the world, and God is creating the world every single millisecond. And he is there with us at every single second. And he's in charge of the world at every single second. And everything that happens is because God wants it to happen. Whether it's what we think is not good, but it really is for our benefit, and which we'll elaborate on this point. Everything God does is because he wants it to happen. Now, we have our free choice, like you said, Frank. But yet, God is here constantly with us. He's mechadesh b'tuvoy b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. He is constantly renewing. And so you have like the rechargeable batteries. You don't recharge them, they'll die. God is constantly giving energy to the world. That's the first point we have to take out from these words. What's the next lesson to take out from these words of this tefillah? So that when we dive in these words and we say these words, we imbue in our system that Hashem is constantly in charge of the world. He is running the show. But yet we have our free choice to make the right or wrong decision. The next message to take out from here is a very important one. Sometimes a person feels depressed, feeling of melancholy. He's saddened by the situations that might take place in life. Unfortunately, there are a lot of what appears to us as negative. We are emotional beings as well, negative situations that come up in life. And sometimes that feeling comes to us. Sometimes we feel, what am I accomplishing? What am I worth? Am I worth? Who cares about me? Does God care about me? It's a question that at times pops into people's heads at different stages in life, whether the younger, the older. And it's an expression of the good old man. Who's this old man? We mentioned him in the past. The Yetzer Hara. Because depression is one of the Yetzer Hara's greatest tools. He attacks the person and says, buddy, you're nobody. You're nothing. And as soon as a person starts thinking that and feeling that, so, what's a mitzvah? Why should I do mitzvahs? What's that connection to the worlds? It's not me. I'm not connected. As we began tonight's share, that's one of the greatest tools the Yetzer Hara wants to tell a person, you're nobody, you're nothing. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us the total opposite. And so does what we're saying tonight, for the most part, is from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And the Mishnah tells us as follows. Ayin roya, v'oizin shemas, v'chol ma'asecha v'sefer nechtavim. There's an eye that sees. There's an ear that hears. V'chol ma'asecha v'sefer nechtavim. All of our actions are written down upstairs. Now, on one hand, it's a very, very frightening Mishnah. Every single thing we do is being recorded. Today, in this day and age, it's very easy to understand that. We have these digital recordings, these devices that you keep in your pocket that weighs less than a pen. You have these cell phones that have cameras, video cameras you can record. We can internalize what that means, that a person is, all of his actions are being recorded, are being written down. And on one hand, it can be quite frightening. Let's look at the Mishnah on another angle. person comes into an unfamiliar town, nobody says hello to him, nobody offers him a drink, nobody asks him if he needs directions. It's quite uncomfortable. The same person comes to another town, comes to a shul, someone comes over to him, says, would you like a seat? Do you need a sitter, a chumash, a talis, whatever it might be? Make yourself comfortable. Shows him where the sfarim are. This is a person who feels comfortable. Ayin roye, God's looking at you because He loves you. Oizen shemas, He wants to hear what we have to say. He's listening to every word we say because He loves us. V'chol ma'aseh v'sefer nechtavim. And every single thing we do, He writes down because He loves us. There are times I'm playing with my children outside or inside, whatever it might be, and every single one wants to throw the ball at the same time. Sometimes I don't catch them all, I get hit in the face. They're screaming, Abba here, Abba there. And before I know it, I'm looking here, looking there, but I don't realize there's one down there also. So, pulling my pants over there. Because they all want the attention. Hashem is saying, I'm giving you that attention. I am really, I'm looking at you at all times. Oizen Shemas, I'm listening to everything you have to say. And everything you do, I'm writing down because it makes a difference. It matters to me. And that's what we're telling ourselves. That's the message of the sitter. We're saying, HaMechadeish B'tuvoy B'chol Yoyim Tomid Masa Bereishis. He's constantly renewing the creation of the world. And if He's renewing that creation of the world, who is in it? Who is in that creation? We are. Each and every one of us. We're in that creation. God is creating the world now, this second, the same way He created it when Adam HaRishon was created, the first man that ever lived. Just like He wanted Adam to be in the world, He wants us to be in the world. So there's no room for this thought process to ever enter our mind, I'm worthless. What good am I? It doesn't exist. Because when a person davens and he says his words, he's mechadish, God is mechadish, He renews the tuvoy with His kindness, His goodness. B'chol yoyim tamim asav reishis. He's creating the world constantly, every single millisecond. That means that God is actively here and watching us and making sure we are here. Because He wants us to be here. If Hashem wants us to be here, the Melech Malchei Amlachim, the King of all kings, if He wants us to be here, He's giving us that invitation to be in this world. Imagine a person gets an invitation from the President of the United States of America. So the first thing he'll do, he'll look at it again, and think someone's trying to sell him something, telemarketer, who knows what, put it in the garbage. It's a joke. In Brooklyn, there's a big advertisement for a mortgage company. It says, you find it, we'll fund it. A picture of the White House. So, he gets another one. Someone's persistent, looks at it again, looks nice. Once again, puts it in the garbage. Then he gets a phone call. A little funny. I mean, I called the White House a couple times. I didn't get too far. But this time he gets a phone call. And then he gets another letter in the mail. Forget the emails, no emails. Another letter. Then he gets a knock on the door. It's getting real. That invitation is a real invitation. He's being invited to the White House in Washington, D.C. to meet with the President of the United States of America. He feels important. Me? You sure you have the right address? He looks it over. You sure you want me? The Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is saying, I invite you to the world. There's no room. There's no room to feel sad. A mortal human being invites us and we'll feel great. God invites us to the world. How are we going to feel to that? When we realize and we focus on these words, Mechadesh and Mechadesh Betuva Bechoyan and Taim Asa Bereshis. Ka'omer lo Isa Arm Gedoylam Kiloylam Chazdoy. That God is constantly creating this world. Gives us the light. Gives us the light to see. Without the light, which we'll continue with, we can't see anything. We come to realize how valuable we are. We come to realize how valuable God wants our mitzvahs. He wants us to do those 613. To learn the Torah, which is the greatest of all mitzvahs. And He's listening and hearing and writing down because He loves us. And He can handle all of us at one time. There's another message to take out from here. Explains Rav Pinkus. Sometimes we have a bad spell. Things don't go well. One day, and another day. What the previous day had, what the previous day brought, is irrelevant to the new day that's coming. He's mechadesh betu v'choyim tomid. A person could say, you know what? I'm going to break out of it. He's going to focus on this tefillah. He's mechadesh betu v'choyim tomid. And Hashem has a renewal. I will start new. Whatever was yesterday, that was yesterday. That wasn't the best day. I'll do better today. Because if he doesn't say that, he might continue in this bad rut that he's in and continue downhill. But this tefillah has come to tell us a different point. He's mechadish, chidish, a new beginning. Doesn't have to be Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh. It's a new day. And the truth is, it could be a new second. That a person can get out of that bad situation. He davens to Hashem. Raise me. Pick me up from the situation I'm in. And start a fresh light. Let's continue with the bracha. We end the tefillah. We end the tefillah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer HaMo'ayres. He is the Yoitzer, the creator, the former of the Mo'ayres, of the luminaries. The same way we began the bracha with Yoitzer Ha'or, Uvari Yoitzer, Uvari Choshech, we now end this bracha. This bracha corresponds to the bracha which we say at night, which we'll say in a few minutes, by Mariv. Asher Bidvoroi Mariv Arovim. With God's words, He's Mariv Arovim, brings the evening. At night time, we make the bracha on the evening, and the morning time, we make the bracha on the light. Night time, we make the bracha on the darkness, the choshech. In the morning, b'boiker, in the morning, we make the bracha on the or, on the light. However, as we mentioned in the past, that person has to mention the attribute of light in the day and the attribute of day and night as well. To come to point out that God, the same God who is the power of the night and the day and the darkness, He is the power of the light as well. There's no two separate gods. There's one God. As Avraham Avinu was looking, searching for God, he first thought the sun was God. Sun went down. Then he saw the stars. The stars were who? The stars were the servants of the moon. He thought the moon was God. But no, we mention the God of the sun and the moon, of the night and the day, to emphasize that this is the only one God in charge of everything. There's another point here, though. The bracha of the Or of the light is a general bracha on nature, on Teva. As we mentioned in the past, in order to see God in this world, there are two ways to come to see God. One is through His nature, and the second is through the Torah. And before we accept Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, before we accept God as our King upon ourselves, we have to first realize these two concepts of seeing God through nature and seeing God through the Torah. And that's why we have these two brachas which precede the Shema. the bracha of Yotzer Or, and the bracha which will begin in Mitzvah next week of Ava Rabba, which is the bracha of Torah. So this bracha of Or, of light, is the bracha which is a general term for the bracha of nature, of seeing God through nature. What does it mean, Yotzer Hamayiris? We make the bracha, we end, Yotzer Hamayiris. He is the former of the luminaries, of the light. And the answer to that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of all of the Metzius, of everything that exists in this world. God is the creator. Now, so we say these words, we can digest these words, but let's try to drive it home. That means when situations happen to us, and I'll just give a little mundane situation, we have to go somewhere. We have a meeting to be by. So we make a left turn, and right in front of us is another car that we let go first, and that car goes in front of us, and the speed limit is 25 miles an hour, and this person's going 15. And you're thinking, this is not good. So you try to switch lanes, but as soon as you switch lanes, this person switches also. And then you figure, okay, you know what? I'm going to take a shortcut. So you try to make a shortcut. Try to take that shortcut. And what happens? The person has the same idea. And then that person's car stalls. And there's another car behind you. You can't get out. We're not in charge of the situation. This is a case, a scenario. It might sound a little far-fetched, but if you try to drive in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, you know, you make a left down one road, there's a garbage truck there. I mentioned these situations when I try to daven, let's say, at a 7:30 chakras. I make a left down one street, there's a school bus. Finally, the school bus moves away. So I figure, you know what, I'm going to go down a different road. There's a garbage truck there. I mean, we laugh now because we're not there. But when you miss the 8:30 chakras, when you're going for the 7:30 chakras, and you're finally looking for a parking spot, and you finally roll into the 9 o'clock, I'm not saying this ever happened to me, but it's not comfortable. What's the answer? You have to walk. But in all seriousness, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or Uvayri Choshech. He's a Yotzer HaMa'ayrois. He's in charge of the nature of Teva. He's in charge of that school bus. He's in charge of that garbage truck. I recently gave someone a lift. He says to me, he was in a big rush. He says to me, make the light. I said, well, there's a car in front of me. He said, so honk the horn. I said, well, the person's trying to park the car. He said, so give a honk. We missed the light. Then we make the right turn. And then he says, okay, make the light. I said, there are three cars in front of me. He said, make the light. I said, what do you want me to do? So he was obviously in a very tense situation in life. I didn't make that light. I couldn't hit those cars. We have to realize who's in charge of the world. And that's this bracha over here. He's mechadesh betuva b'choyim toimas of reishis. We're giving little cute examples. We have to try to apply it to our every single day life. When things don't seem to always go well. When there's choyshech at night. There's hester panim. The hidden hand of God. In all seriousness, when we don't see things going well, there's the hester panim. Choyshech, darkness, is an expression of when we don't see God's hand. We have to remember the light at the end of the tunnel, the light of Yotzer HaMa'ayrois, the light of God is running the show. Whether it's a situation where the children are getting real little difficult to deal with, whether it's a situation at work, wherever it might be, we have to realize Hashem is giving us these tests, these different tests in life. Yotzer Or, light is chesed, is kindness. A person cannot live without light. If he's put in a cell for X amount of time, in darkness, he won't survive. As Rav Pinkus explains, light is chayim. Light is life. That's the bracha we're making over here. However, there are people who look at the world and sometimes they only see choshech. They only see problems. A pessimistic view on life. We mentioned from Rav Avigdor Miller, the pasuk says, "Vayar lekim es kol asher asa v'nei toiv moed." God saw everything created. V'nei toiv moed. It was all good. Hashem said, "It's good." Rav Miller said, "If God said it's good, then we have to look at the world through God's eyes. It's good. So how is it? Why is it that sometimes there are people who always have a problem, always look at the negative?" And the answer is because they're not satisfied with what they have. They focus on what they're lacking. They're focusing on the problems. Rav Pinkus once had a student, someone approached him and said he doesn't see the happiness in life. He's not a happy person. This person had everything, but he wasn't happy. He wanted an eitz, he wanted advice. What do I do? So what did Rav Pinkus tell him? He said, find somebody who's not so happy and make him happy. What was he telling him? Because if he's going to make someone else happy, so he has to find something good in the world. He has to focus on it and elaborate on it. And when he's going to make that person happy, he himself will become happy. What's the message? Focus on the positive. And that's our bracha over here. The bracha, which is the introduction to Kriyas Shema, the bracha, which is the introduction, which precedes the Ava Rabba, the bracha to Tefillah, to Torah, the bracha of the light, of the luminaries, the bracha of nature, to focus on everything we have in the positive light. And that's the message when we have tests in life. The choshech of night, the darkness that befalls us, the hester panim, sometimes we don't see God's hand. But yet, it's a situation we have to realize there is Yotze HaMa'iris, there is someone who's a creator of the luminaries. The luminaries is a sign to come to tell us he's the creator of the light, of the ches, of the kindness. Somehow, someway, Koman Da'avar Rachmanu Tav Avad, the Gemara tells us. Rabbi Kiva said, everything God did is for the good. Sometimes if this situation befalls a person, he might want a different card. If he takes the Rubik's Cube, so as a child, we all might have had our situations when we told our sibling, give me a few minutes, I'll figure it out. So what did the person do? He went to the other room, starts taking the stickers off, or takes the pieces apart, tries to stick it together. And then the parent has to teach a child what cheating means. You can't do that. But when we focus on the chesed, our light, Yotze HaMa'iris, that God is giving us chesed, that all these tests that we have are for our benefit, then it's a different story. I have to tell you something. There's a subscription to a newspaper over here that people get, and the old issues, after a week, there's old issues, anybody could take it. So I figured I'd bring it home for my wife. An old issue. We get a different paper. This is the Hamodia. We get the Ater. Okay. So I figured I'd bring it home. I usually don't have time to read the paper. Not that my wife's very busy. She doesn't have time either. A little relaxation time, maybe. I happen to notice one article that I'd like to share with you. One article. This is the only thing I really read in that paper. This is, if you want to look it up, it's from the January 30th edition, 2008. It's on page B4. And the title of the article is Believing is Seeing. Believing is Seeing. You ready, Steve? That's it. And the caption is, it took blindness to help Avichai Yaish see what's important in life. Lenny, I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a sickness. That this 18-year-old, genetic sickness, that within 48 hours he went blind. He was in class, he was sitting next to his friend. First he asked him, what's on the board? He didn't see it so well. This is day one. So his friend helped him out, he borrowed it, gave him a different pair of glasses, maybe he could see with my glasses better. The next day, he asked his friend, which teacher walked into class? I can't make it out. His friend told him, call your mother. Go to the doctor right away. It's not a joke. He calls his mother. I don't understand this, but he drove to the doctor. And then while they're driving, his mother started screaming out, watch where you're going. You don't see what you're doing? The doctor examined him. And within 48 hours, he's lost his eyesight. It seems like it's some genetic disease. You heard of it ever? You know?
Nothing. I'm wondering what you
know. No, I don't know. It seems like he says that maybe if they gave him steroids, it might have helped the situation. He has a cousin that had some problem like this, but then it came back. After a month of tests, the doctors told him the diagnosis. It's not going to get better. He lost his eyesight. What does he say? What is his response? An 18-year-old boy, the whole future, a whole life ahead of him. What's his response? I quote, I'm happier now than before. It's true Hashem took my sight, but I'm going to be angry about that? He left me my hearing, my walking, my mind, my speech. An 18-year-old boy says this, a young man. I'm happier now than before. Sometimes I say, and I quote, sometimes I say to people, why are you waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring you back? Draw closer on your own. Don't wait for him to bring you back like he did with me. They asked him, how does he have a positive attitude in life? This man is blind. He could see shadows. That's about it. He says, being blind helped me understand that I was chasing after materialistic things that are here today and gone tomorrow. But Torah is eternal. I began to understand that there is no life without Torah. What else could we say?
I have a similar story for another time.
We say the Tefillah HaMechadesh V'tuvoi V'chol Yom Tovin Maaseh Bereishis, that Hashem is constantly creating this world. And as we began tonight's shiur, when we emphasize that we realize to ourselves that if God is creating this world today, He wants us to be here because we're here. He invited us. He gave us that invitation. There's no room for sadness. No room for depression. Because we have to realize as we began, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Who is greater, the angels or man? We had this aspect even greater than angels. That we can affect all the spiritual worlds. We have to realize that in times of darkness, when things don't seem to be going our way, He is mechadesh betuvoy, 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 with His kindness, with His goodness. Komad avirachmano, the Gemara tells us in Brachos Daf Samech, komad avirachmano tov avid. Everything God did, everything Hashem does constantly is for our benefit. And at times of darkness, of choshech, when we don't see Hashem's hand, we have to realize it's the light, the yoytza ma'oyrois, it's the light that is in charge of everything. The light resembles, responds as a reference to the chesed, the kindness of Hashem. It's the chesed of Hashem. We don't see, we don't understand. As Avichai said, sometimes I say to people, why are you waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring you cloak, bring you back? Draw closer on your own. Don't wait for Him to bring you back like He did with me. He says the materialistic things in this world are nothing. They're here today and gone tomorrow. And when we live in the world, when you buy a computer, by the time you get home already, it's outdated. The atmosphere, the environment around us is what's the better aspect of technology, the better materialistic things in life. It's a very difficult battle. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the men of the Great Assembly, gave us the Siddur. And they organize these tefillahs, these prayers. And they realize the battle that we had to fight can be won when we concentrate on what we're saying. And that's what we mean when we say, HaMechadesh, V'tuvoy, V'chol Yom Tomid, Ma'aseh Bereishis.